Hello, we are reading Rabash's article, The Purpose of Society. It's the first article in the Writings of Society by Rabash. You can also find it in our website, in the archive. You can send us questions in rukab.tv and selected questions related to the lesson will be asked here, Rabash, The Purpose of Society.
And let us see how we used to hear these articles, like something theoretical, something nice, this is for good-hearted people, perhaps they want to establish a more socialistic society, a nicer society, more friendly, maybe for little children, this is something for children, he's talking about morality or something, but now we understand that without practicing this crucial connection in the society, we have no hopes of ever reaching the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world. Please.
Okay, the Writings of Rabash, Article Purpose of Society 1. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and the method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of men and not remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men. And Rashbi said, you are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men.
By the nations, akum, means that he is walking akum, the word for crooked in Hebrew, following the stars and the signs. He's pinning things that happen on external factors, and doesn't walk above reason wholeheartedly. One who doesn't advance towards the Creator to annul his ego and to rise above his ego with every possible means at his disposal, he is called Akum, the nations, because he's crooked, walking crooked on the path.
To understand man's merit, we should now bring a verse from our sages about the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole man. Then the Gemara asks, what is, for this is the whole man, or all of men? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God.
Meaning that a person, a human being, we call one who has achieved the fear of God, and through it, he continues on advancing until he observes all the demands, fulfills all of the demands, which are called the commandments of the Creator. The Creator gave us these commandments. He gave us a place where we can achieve his revelation. Continue.
Yet, we must understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit his creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the created beings so they would feel happy in the world. And here, our sages said about the verse, for this is the whole of man, that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the reason why the created beings are not receiving delight and pleasure, even though this was the reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the created beings. The Creator is the giver, and the created beings are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient, so that he would need something to satisfy his want, therefore, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. To correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means he'elem, concealment, so that delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessel of reception called self-love. This means that one should deny himself from receiving pleasure because one craves them, and should have the strength to prevail over the craving, the object of one's desire. Instead, one should receive pleasures that give contentment to the Creator. This means that the created being wants to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, meaning of receiving for oneself. Since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, removes him from cleaving to the Creator. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot, commandments of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts that he will want to bestow upon the Creator by keeping the Creator's mitzvot. It is, as the sages said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each one should feel lowly, and on the other hand, we should be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, however, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
We can see that many details are mentioned here, in which we can confuse ourselves. And Rabash also isn't opening them up so much, because there's truly a lot of work, great work, to be done here to understand them. But we need to take the end of the article, which this relates in particular to us, where he says, in order to bestow upon the Creator, we need to bestow upon others. That's why we gathered here. You see, the third paragraph from the end. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others, love of friends. So we gather, we want to come to the love of friends, so as to get to the love of the Creator from there. Because love is the strongest bond that can exist between all the parts of this general soul, the soul of Adam HaRishon. We need to connect them together. And then we discover the Creator in full, in order to bring him contentment. I continue. And love of others can only be through revoking one's self, meaning that I have to come to a state where I revoke myself, I annul myself before the group. Thus, on the one hand, each person needs to feel lowly with respect to the others in the ten, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us, for the Creator to be revealed between us, to the extent that we can annul our ego and to tie ourselves together, unite as one. This is called one receives one. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, meaning that we're so closely tied that the Creator can be revealed between us and be glad of our work, we have the desire to achieve this, And this too, having the desire for this, should be appreciated by us, for even though we are at the beginning of the way, even if we haven't yet begun to connect together in order to make room for the Creator to be revealed, we have the understanding of it, we are drawn to it, and that should already give us joy, because this joy, it comes from our efforts to be tied together, connected together. The Creator is revealed in that joy, specifically. Yes. And we do hope to achieve the exalted goal. Yes, so that's what we need. All in all, what do we need from this article? Perhaps we can read it 1,000 times. The question is, to what extent can we understand what he's writing about? These are things we haven't gone through yet, but it's clear to us from these last 3 or 4 paragraphs that we need to try and establish such a ten, and to be here as it is written, one man with one heart, to connect to such an extent that there's nearly no difference between us. And by that, we will begin to bestow upon the Creator. And what does it mean to bestow upon the Creator? To make room for the Creator where, even though it's made of broken parts, we, these parts, want to connect together to form a whole vessel, a whole kli. There used to be one in the past, it's called the soul of Adam HaRishon. Later this vessel fell and shattered. And we are those parts, those fragments we have gathered, that's why we gather here, in order to create such connections between us, which will rebuild the vessel, so there won't be any cracks in the walls of the vessel. We will come so close together as to form a whole vessel. Of course, we cannot do this by ourselves, but with the Creator, with the Upper Light, we will. And this is actually our work. To the extent that we can connect in that manner, the upper light comes and fills us and is revealed in us. And then, of course, we will be in faith above reason and in knowledge and the right line, the left line. We will attain everything then by connecting together and with the upper light filling us. So our work is actually very simple work, to open our hearts to the whole ten and to try to connect in one heart. And then in that heart, the Creator will be revealed. And from His revelation, it will become absolutely clear to us what we attain, what we do, where we are.
I
hope not to have many questions. I hope these things are very clear. But Kiev won.
Dear Rab, as much as I understand it, as he writes, in order to achieve this state that we're talking about, he writes about the fact that a person should avoid receiving the pleasure so that he will have the possibility, the ability to overcome. What exactly is he writing about? What should we overcome in order to reach this state that we're talking about?
Our egos. How can I connect with you, with the group? You can see how many friends we have amongst us who do not want to connect to the group. They don't understand what it's for. I was with the Rabash next to him, and I didn't understand why I need to connect with them so much. I want to discover the Creator, so I came to the Rabash. I'm willing to invest my energies in the study, in whatever you say. But connection? What is connection? What is this, some kindergarten? Where we're told to hold hands and to sing some song? What is this whole matter? What is this thing? Being good children, coming to a connection, love, support. Why? I haven't felt this for a long time as related to the correction of the soul. I heard, but I didn't listen. Spirituality is such that you can hear about it, but if you don't feel to even a little, if this inner kli, inner vessel, doesn't awaken in you, you're not listening. It passes by your ear. It doesn't fall into you. It doesn't come into your sensations, feelings at all. So for many hours we need to hear such things and hear. If a person joins a ten, the ten needs to work on each individual to explain to every individual how worthwhile it is for him to be with them, because otherwise he has no room for the revelation of the Creator, no place. Draw for everyone this vessel, this kli, as it was in Adam HaRishon, and that it shattered, and the parts of this shattered vessel, that's us, each one of us is a part, and we need to connect together to reform the vessel. So what's required is efforts on our part, so that we corporeally at least connect together, or internally as much as we're capable of it, and as we say, the Lord will finish it for me. The upper light will weld us together. We just need to connect ourselves together to bring these shattered vessels, these shattered parts, as close together as possible, and the Creator will weld us together using His light, and then all these parts will be connected into one vessel. Now, to the extent that each ten connects itself together in that way, it becomes one unit, one part of this general vessel of Adam HaRishon, which is called the Partsuf. And so we connect all these Partsufim, many of them, until we have a whole vessel. And that's all our work. And so one who is in a 10 and doesn't feel that he's in a 10, make an effort. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. Try to enter the 10, go to the 10, tell them, I don't feel you, help me, work on me, give me an example of how you connect. Because anyone who's greater than his friend has a greater inclination. His inclination is greater than himself. I don't understand why I don't connect to the 10, why I don't want to connect to the 10. That means that my evil inclination is great. And if my evil inclination is great, I can be great. If I transcend my evil inclination, if I work with it for the purpose of connection, yes, even though I'm a great big egoist right now, and I find that I'm repelled from this connection, if I force myself to connect, then I will acquire a great vessel. Anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. Greater than him. So, let us then understand that connection is crucial. And let's make sure, in our whole big group, now we have this great awakening because of the virus, because of all these things, let's try to use this occasion, this state we have now, let's make use of it in order to unite our ranks, to connect ourselves together a bit more, and then we will feel the Creator revealed between us. Because for that we need to annul our egos in order to connect, and then the Creator will be revealed. So let's go. That's the only thing we need. Faith above reason, all these things, that's theory. It's very concealed, it's very lofty, it's sealed from us. Perhaps we can grasp something for a moment and it flees. But this here is practical work, which each and every one can do, to an extent at least. And so more and more and more. And in this, each one helps his friend. Each one must help the others. If I'm in a 10, and in that 10, the friends, there are some who are, they don't invest enough energy. I need to help them. I need to give them an example. I need to speak to them. There are no concessions here. We must, as much as we can, in a gentle way, but with as much pressure as we can exert, to force everyone to devote their strength, their energy to connection. That's the only thing we're headed towards, connection. Only that, connection in the tens.
Focus group.
The question of a student. We started in our 10 to scrutinize already the social articles with your recommendation, choosing principles, trying to actualize them. So have you recommended we should work with the article that we studied during in the lesson during the day and in our meetings of the 10 throughout the day?
I recommend to read the articles of Rabash on the subject of the society, and even only that, and no more. These articles are the foundation, the cornerstone for our whole spiritual path. If we apply them, implement them, you'll see how much we'll advance. But if we don't, all of our reading of the other texts, the other sources, it won't help. So that's what I recommend.
Moscow 7.
All right.
Moscow
7.
Пишет Рабаш в этой статье, что в десятке у нас должна быть лишь одна цель.
Rabash writes in the article that we should have only one goal in the 10, that divinity will dwell among us. What is divinity, how do we reach this goal, and how precisely is divinity revealed between us?
Divinity, Shechinah in Hebrew, is the power of love and bestowal, that is the Creator Himself. And He is revealed in the will to receive, which is together with the will to bestow, which is the Creator in equivalence of form. If we connect together in such a way where each one discovers the quality of bestowal in relation to the others, by connecting together and achieving that quality of bestowal, the collective quality of bestowal, to a small extent, but that already is sufficient for the upper light to be in equivalence with that quality of bestowal of ours. He is in bestowal and we are in bestowal. We are bestowing to each other mutually on the plane of the connection between us, and the upper light is above in the same quality of bestowal. And it begins to shine upon us then, and in the connection between us, we begin to feel that there is also an upper force. And so we begin to connect. From the connection between us, we begin to connect with the Creator. And this is called from the love of others to the love of the created beings. From the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. Sorry, that's the principle.
Тут еще одну точку хочется прояснить. Вот моя проверка, вера...
There is another point here that we would like to clarify. The examination of whether I'm in faith above reason is how much I see the friends in the tent is great. And if I catch myself that I don't feel it, I don't see it, rather to the contrary, I see that they need an awakening. What should I do at that moment? Ask the Creator to correct me, or starts to give them an example of confidence and an elevated spirit. In other words, from which point should the demand for the friends for awakening should be born in me, and at which point should it be a prayer?
Here you have common work to do, mutual work. If you see that you can help others express love, then you need to do that. On one hand. On the other, you can say that they have eyes and they do not see, meaning that what you see now, if you see that they lack connection and love, this is because you yourself perhaps don't have this connection and love, and because of that, perhaps you cannot see that it does exist between them. And so, you need to make this calculation with regards to yourself. There are many operations here to do with respect to oneself and the group and the Creator as well. And in this triangle, we have a lot of work to do. So it's very good. You will constantly engage in this, because in those things you will see how you change yourself to an extent and the Creator changes. You will feel that the Creator changes and accordingly you will change, and so it will happen in the ten as well with each and every one. But this is the work that we must constantly do in working on ourselves. By that we discover the cure to our virus, which comes on one hand to explain to us that we're connected together as an integral humanity, and on the other hand that there is no connection between us, and that's why we need to be in a certain distance between each other, because otherwise the virus will work on us, will infect us. And so we begin to work not only in the connection between us in the ten, but also with the Creator who appears between us in such a way, in the form of the virus.
That's his messenger. That's how we will discover it. Focus group.
Так,
Student from Petach Tikva is asking, what does it mean to show the quality of bestowal to each other? What does it mean in practice?
That I show everybody as much as I'm prepared to go for everything. I don't care about anything of my own, just in order to be connected to them. Just to be connected to them. I'm willing to sacrifice myself just to be connected to them. And it's not because I understand or feel the importance. If I feel the importance, I'm working on behalf of the ego. If I'm doing it because the Creator commanded it, the Teacher commanded that, so I'm still doing it in something in faith above reason. So it's worth doing that. Ita 3.
Maestro, buongiorno. Sull'articolo 46.
Hello, teacher. Good morning. In item 46, he says that when we go above reason, we go within reason?
No. We're speaking about something else. Why are you confusing us? No, that's not okay. We just read an article. We were speaking about it. Why did you bring us back to something else? How are you relating to your friends? Now the friends are doing one thing, and you are deviating them into something that you feel is right. That's not good. That is not right. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, la mia domanda è questa. Al fine di raggiungere l'obiettivo su...
Morning Rav, my question is this. In order to come to the higher goal, which is the Creator, love of the Creator, how can we use the meetings of the ten to reach this connection so it won't just be talking or telling stories?
Look, you can demand your friends to relate to the connection between us in an emotional way if the emotion doesn't come up yet. The emotion has to come to us through the influence of the upper light. When the upper light created the will to receive in the beginning of creation, and then it bestows to that will to receive and awakens all kinds of feelings in it, that's influence of the upper light. Otherwise, the will to receive wouldn't move. Now, if we are lacking some discernment in that will to receive, that I want to feel something towards a friend, so I have to pray to the Creator. I can't find this feeling which I don't have that it'll be in me. Where can that come from? I can only be envy the friends that they have it and I don't. And that's good. So I'm envious of them and their example one towards the other. And then I'm asking the Creator to give that to me. And that's great work because I'm asking the Creator to give me a feeling of closeness to the friends. And I don't need it. I myself, I don't need it. So already what I'm asking for is above my own reason. It's already against my ego. It's already great spiritual work. And I don't want it. Specifically because I don't want it, it is spiritual work. It is above my ego, which is in this world. I already want to uplift above it. And the group, the friends, it's just a means for me to uplift. Well, we started Rabash articles. We are going to go through it gradually and this afternoon too. And we'll advance in that way. I'm very happy it's like that. You'll see it as more practical now. And let's not let go of this. We can read this whole article, but the main part is the four last sentences. Or three last sentences even. That's why we have gathered here, to found a society that each one will go with the spirits to bestow to the Creator. And in order to bestow to the Creator, we must begin with bestow upon man, which is called love of others. That's why I'm bestowing to the friends. It's an exercise. It's an example that through this I can learn how to bestow to the Creator. And love of others can only be through revoking oneself. Thus, on one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us a chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us, that the Creator will be revealed in the connection between us. That's our goal, that the Creator wants to connect between us in such a way that He can be revealed. He's expecting it. He's waiting for it. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. Yeah, a bit, what we got from Him from above. And this too should be appreciated by us, because we got this desire from above. This is called a spark, a point in the heart. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, even though we're just in the beginning, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal, that we will connect between us in the ten in such a way that the Creator will be revealed between us, and all the worlds and all the partsufim and all the sfirot and olam ein sof, everything will be revealed, but only in the connection between us, as much as we come closer to one another more and more. I hope you understand, even though we don't want this, our ego is against it, just against this. But we must stamp on it and start connecting above it. Good luck.
Shir.
Song.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibirь и Крым Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite.
igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above our place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above our place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
The next part of our lesson can be prefaced to the wisdom of Kabbalah. What do you think, Rav?
Yeah, that could be. Because we have at least 45 minutes left, if not more.
Or we go to connection of the world in the last generation.
What, the excerpts there?
Yeah, excerpts that are related to the correction of the world.
I don't know.
Maybe Pticha.
Yeah.